Sale is the major venue for racing in Victoria today. Greg Yarrell is taking four horses to Sale this afternoon. Greg, good morning.
Brendan, good morning.
Two really good chances heading towards Sale today, Greg. First of which is Out of Isolation. He has jumped out really impressively leading into this. He's a four-year-old now. Haven't seen him since debuting as a two-year-old back in May of 2020 back at Caulfield. What's the reason for his absence from the racetrack?
Yes, well, he just had a little bit of sesamoid trouble after that run, and then basically, yes, it's been a time factor all the way through, just to sort of make sure that we've been 100% happy with it, and sort of within this period of time, he's sort of been in and out and in and out of work, and we basically sort of structured it that we tried to go through a rehabilitation strengthening process for it, and it's just taken quite a bit of time, but all the way through, we've sort of seen positivity with it, and time's certainly been the big factor there that's helped him along, and he's back, you know, to what I think is he's at his best. I mean, you know, the horse always had ability, and he certainly was very worthwhile in pursuing to sort of get him back to racing again and get him right. But the layoff hasn't hurt him. I must say the horse is going terrific, and I'm very, very happy with him.
She's a Dandy steps out in race number three. She's second up, stretching to 1,400 today.
Yes, look, I think, you know, if she bounces a bit better than what she did on debut, it'll certainly help her chances today. I thought the run had a lot of merit. She, you know, from where she was to where she got, you know, she did a good job. Certainly that having the benefit of the run under her belt helped things along. But I think the big track there at Sale today, she'll benefit from that. And I'm very, very happy with the way she's going also.
In race four, Balsamic Vinegar, a lightly raced daughter of Medaglia Doro. She's bouncing off her 2,060-metre win at Cranbourne. A little bit of extra ground today. Can she continue on her winning way?
Yeah, look, I the trip certainly won't worry her one little bit. You know, I think she's a very honest mare. I think it's a pretty even race. And, you know, she just needs probably the right run to probably perform at her best. But she's sort of drawn out, which, you know, may play to her hand and advantage her a little bit more than being cluttered. As I say, she likes to get into her own rhythm, and I think if she can just sort of get into that, that'll help her chances. You know, I like the filly. I think she's very, very honest, but, you know, we're probably going to get a better guide on where she's at today.
Into the fifth event, this is a grand handicap exempt race, and Love Broker steps out fresh. His jump out was really nice there at Cranbourne. Is the soft five probably as wet as he wants it, Greg?
Look, I think it is. I think it's probably the ideal track in the sense that he appreciates a bit of give, but it also will give him a bit of grip. So, you know, he's good fresh. I like the way he's sort of been coming through his prep. Again, the track there will suit him. He's sort of drawn to sort of bounce into a good spot. He's usually very, very competitive fresh. So, I expect him to give us a cheeky race.
Best of your four chances today?
Oh, I think you'd have to sort of point to Isolation. I'm very, very happy with him. It, you know, he certainly hasn't lost anything in this period of time, and he'll bounce back very well.
Thanks very much for your time this morning, Greg. Good luck with the four runners today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Greg Yarrell there with four horses heading to Sale for Cup Day. Harry White has done the form for this nine-event card. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
This is a really nice card at Sale today for Cup Day.
Yeah, it's a little ripper. Obviously, we're probably kicking off with that shorty, but I think there's a bit of value throughout the day. And the Cup itself looks like a really, really good race to my eye.
First event on the soft five is a maiden over the 1,100 metres. The scratchings here are 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 and 13. Rider for 11 is Jake Noonan. Out of Isolation, the first of Greg Yarrell's runners today, $1.55 in favourite. Huns Angel, $6.50. Denham's at $8.50. $9 Flickety Flick. Flying by 13. And Cannonberg's Road, a $14 chance. Are we with the shorty here, Harry?
Yeah, I am, Brendan. I really couldn't see any way around it other than maybe, just noting, as you said, resuming from a 532-day spell, but then you watch his recent Cranbourne jump out, and it was good, and he wasn't asked much. Haven't even mentioned his Caulfield debut way back when, which was great. It's a weak race. Let him justify his price tag. Huns Angel, the five-year-old debutant in for second, jump out's have been okay without being asked too much. Fly on by, and Denham's, to me, look like the most likely pair to be fighting at a minor money spot. But we'll take the short way home first up. 3, 8, 11, 12.
Hard to disagree. Out of Isolation resumes. Jump out's good. Love the way he's gone about his jump outs this time in, and the abilities there for the team to persist with him. 8 in for second, Huns Angel. Jump outs have been solid enough. She's a 5-year-old, as Harry touched on, by Alamosa. Daniel Moore, Luke Oliver combine. 11 Denham's got through the line well when he got clear, on debut there at Mornington behind Strad. And one flickety flick. Both runs have been solid. Maybe just needs a clearer getaway, but has made ground in both runs to date. 3-8, 11 and 1 in race number 1. Second event on the programs for the 3-year-old. Over 1400 metres. Scratchings from race number 2 are runners 2, 5, 13, 16, 18, and 19. Dangers is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here at $3.60. Rewired at $4.20. Jennifer Wish $4.80. $12 Hoku. Hypocrite at $12. 15 Invincible Crown. The Psychologist also at 15 with Bow Rider at 16, Harry.
I'm going with one of the first starters, Brendan, at a price. Hypocrite. I've quite liked his jump outs, particularly one back in September at Mornington when he ate up ground late. I think there's plenty of unknowns in this race with him. I'm willing to find out how he goes under race day pressure at a price. Jennifer Wish, solid here last time out, only found one better. Noting that said winner has since raced well at Caulfield since. I can see why Dangers is right in the market. It was a good run last time out. He was just wanting to lay in all the way down the straight, which cost him the win. He and the winner did gap the rest, though, and it's a big yes for me to the 1,400 metres. And then the Hayes runner, Ray, at however you say it, number 10 is in for fourth. 8, 14, 4 and 10.
8, 14, 4 and 10 from Harry. I'm going to go with 14, Jennifer Wish. Solid performance behind a handy one in Lady Adelaide. We've seen her cover ground last week at Caulfield and run well in a race. It was dominated by the leaders. She gets out to 1,400 metres. I don't think that's going to be too much of an issue for her. She can be winning here for an informed Daniel Moore and beat Dangers number 4. Cost himself at Bairnsdale by laying in. He goes straight. He probably doesn't. He's probably ineligible for this race because he wins. 10, it goes in for third. That's Rewayat, having start number 3 today, chased Euro Dandy, and then one Bow Rider. Thought was an okay debut on the speed there at Cranbourne. 14, 4, 10, and 1 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the card is a 4-year-old and up maiden over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here 7, 10, 12, 16, 17, 19, and 20. Rider for 2, another pluck is Craig Newitt. 18, Need a Bigger Boat, Michael Poy. Tan Fixed Odds favourite is She's a Dandy at $2.80. Little FIFO at $3.30. The Black Panther at $4.80. Wiz Tiz at $10. $12 will Wanda. Serena at $15. And $18 Buttercup Baby.
I'm convinced one of the top three in the market wins. I probably wouldn't talk you out of any three of them. I'll stick with Little FIFO, who was nutted right on the line last time out over this trip. Her intertwining form with Commander Harry, 2 and 3 runs back now, looks good after yesterday as well. The Black Panther, good form around him. He's raced well at this track numerous times in the past. She's a Dandy. Just fell victim to a poor draw first up. Had some excuses there. Form from last prep suggests she's right in this, and the market agrees. Best roughie if you're looking for one, Buttercup Baby. I'm not sure can win, but generally goes well fresh. Resuming for a new stable, blinkers on straight over this trip. They can all be seen as positives. I think she can run a good enough race at a price. 6-1, 11, 4.
6-1, 11, 4 from Harry. I'm with number 6 as well, Little FIFO. Stiff to be grabbed there at Benalla. She got a charmer ride there from Billy Egan. Just Miss Murchison picked her up in the last stride. Commander Harry Hitotsu, she was less than 2 lengths off both of those in her 2 runs leading into that run there at Benalla. 11 goes in for second. That is She's a Dandy. Second up from a break. Little bit of extra ground. Won't do her too many disfavours. 14, Wiz Tiz is third up and ready to go. And then won the Black Panther there and thereabouts, but has had plenty of chances, but ran into Gunstock and then Bring Me Flowers in his last two. 6, 11, 14 and 1 in race number 3. Race number four on the program. This is a benchmark 64. 2,200 metres is the distance. Scratchings here are runners 9 and 16. Serenade the Stars, horse number one, to be ridden by Jake Noonan. Indiana Lily is the favourite at 4.20. Ready, $4.42 of Judy, $5.50. $7.50 Rock the Bowler, $12 Epsom Days, and $13 Anakiri.
I will stick with Tour of Duty, who broke his maiden here last time out over shorter. Fourth up, up in trip. Jumped back 12 months, and he nearly placed in a stakes race in the lead-up to the Victorian Derby. I think that he can go on with it. Heartland Raider is the best roughie for mine. First up win, two back was solid. She was maybe a little flat in the Moe Cup, but I can forgive that. Rock the Bowler and Indiana Lily have intertwining form with one another. Two and three runs back. I don't think there's a heap between them, but the money for Indiana Lily this morning in the market is interesting. 3-13, 4-2.
3-13, 4-2 for Harry. I'm happy to go around Indiana Lily here. I like number 14 in Ready. Looks a real grinder. Extra trip, big track's not going to be too much of a harm for him. He grounded out nicely there at Mornington last time. He won well at Mildura at 2,000 metres. I think the wide open spaces of sale will be more in his favour. Tour of Duty, very good runner. Solid 1,700 metres there at sale last time out. He can stretch it to 22. Rock the Bowler was a surprise winner at Ballarat two runs ago, but bouncing off that, you could see him running well again. And then six Epsom Days gets out to a trip for the first time this preparation. Has been competitive at midweek level in over these sort of trips. 14, 3, 2 and 6 for mine in race number 4. On to race number 5 on the program. This is the benchmark 70. It's a heat of the Grand Handicap Sprint Series. The scratchings from this event is 1, Kalashani Lad. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is 13, Lazuka, at $4.20. 7, Fiery Red, $5.50. 9, Jabali Ridge, $7.50. 12, Shield at $7.50. Zion, $8. Sweet, $16, $8. Love Broken, $9.50. Smart Alyssum, a $13 chance, Harry.
Yeah, let's go with Love Broker, Greg Urell's runner. Ticks all the boxes for me. Good jump outs leading into the prep. Goes well first up. Has raced well at the track and maps for the run of the race, and we can get a nice enough price. Fiery Red doesn't boast a flash first up record, but I quite liked his jump out at Flemington. He'll go forward, so you will not die wondering if you back him. Sweet 16 goes well fresh. Didn't love her most recent jump out, didn't hate it either. Winkers replace blinkers. How far back she gets in the run, well, that could be a knock. And then Lazuka, the favourite, seems progressive enough to measure up in this sort of grade after a last start maiden win. But it's a pretty even race to my eye. 4-7, 10-13.
4-7, 10-13. I'm with Love Broker as well. 9.50 and 3.20 looks a great each way bet for mine. He's got a good fresh record. His jump out was very good at Cranbourne. He's got a nice draw for Damien Thornton. He's going to get a lovely run just in behind. And you could see him being extremely hard to run past. 13 goes in for second, Lazuka. The gates against her slightly. Liked her effort at Geelong. Addition of some winkers is going to help her go a little bit straighter after that Geelong win. 6, Zion. Was poor on the wet at Bendigo, but was a big winner on firm ground the run prior at Mornington. And then 7, Fiery Red. Resumes, has had 3 jump outs, will get up on speed and be running along. 4, 13, 6 and 7 for mine in race number 5. Race number 6 on the program. This is the first leg of the quaddy. It is a benchmark 64 over 1,000 metres. 1, 2, 3 and 14 are the scratchings. The rider for 10, I'm Cheeky, is Jake Noonan. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Never Say Nay at 360. Schwoon, 480. Circle of Magic, 5. Classy Banner, 6. Nasrari at $6. Express Master, 8. And Mr. Havachat, 14.
I'll go with Nasrari, Brendan. Coming off a 7-week fresh and back a furlong and trip and blinkers on again, plus the booking of Buckets Mortar Ride, I like it. Schwoon was eye-catching as a debut winner. It was like he got a rocket up his you-know-what and flew home. He'll have plenty of fans on that effort, I'd have thought. Never Say Nay. It's pretty hard to fault, hence the market support. Nice winner last start when dropping back to this trip. Solid second prior. Circle of Magic I've got in for fourth. I couldn't find any room for Express Master, who we tipped last start when it won, unfortunately. 7, 11, 13, 9.
7.11.13.9 from Harry on with Neswari as well. Number 7 comes back to 1,000 metres after being on the speed over 1,200 metres. Gets the blinkers, expecting him to be right up on the firing line. Just got held up at the wrong time there at Cranbourne in a 64 race last time out. 11 goes in for second. Swoon was impressive there at Bairnsdale. The soft track's probably going to be in his favour. He's got a big pounding galloping action. He'll be hitting the line hard. 12 Express Master was good on wet ground at Bendigo, gets the winkers on just to straighten him out. He just floated a little bit there. You would think the winkers are going to help him. And then 13, Never Say Nay, chased well off a good gallop at Ballarat behind Monsoon Rain last time out. 7, 11, 12 and 13, but happy to play a little bit wider in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 7 is the feature event on the program. It is the listed Sail Cup over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 6, 8 and 11. Blake McDougall is the rider for 15, Ripplebrook. Embolism is the tab fixed odds favourite at $2.80. Tabby Dance, $3.40. Riddle Me That at $6.50. $6.50 Good and Proper. 8, Milton Park out to Vacillator. And Barbie's Fox at $21. Who are we tipping in the cup, Harry?
I agree with the market, Brendan. Embolism looks the one to beat. Stepping back from a good effort in the Group 1 Toorak, he'll strip fit a third up. All form over the miles, rock solid. Perfect placement by the stable. Happy to spec one at odds here as well, Bon Vicini. Both of her runs in Group 2 company this time in have been solid. She's fit now and ready to fire over the mile. I think she can run a big race at a big price. Riddle Me That will likely get back, be doing his best work late. Still think he might be a 7 furlong specialist. And then Tabby Dance never runs poorly overall. Overall form reflects that, I should say, and is fancied by the market. Has to be a genuine winning hope too, and a good addition this year. 7.5.2.3.
7.5.2.3 from Harry in the Sale Cup. I'm going to go with Tavidance. I thought his return at Flemington was good in the race won by just a canter. He'll improve second up. He gets out to 1,600 metres where he's got a good record. To beat 7 Embolism, solid return at Sandown. Good run in the Toorak. Has a nice drop in grade here. 2 Riddle Me That was good in the Weekend Hustler. He's running the Bobby Lewis was solid. He does run well third up, but as Harry touched on, 1,600 metres might just be a little bit of a test for him. And then out to number 10, Good and Proper. 3, 7, 2 and 10 in the Sale Cup. Race number 8 on the card. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 2, 3, 18 and 19. We need a rider for number 5, Kipton Nui. Now Damien Oliver goes for 2. He picks up the ride there. He was going for 1 in the last, which no doubt would prick the ears up of most punters. 15, Delightful Hustler is Will Price. 18 and 19 come out. American Angel, $2. Askeley, $2.70. Then 11, The Awesome Sun, 18, Kip Danui, Big Brew, 23, Mac 1, Anthemic also $23.
Yeah, well, the market has it a race in 2, Brendan. I tend to agree. I can just picture your eye twitching when I say American Angel after it ruined your massive multi 3 weeks back.
Yes.
But she can atone. Second up, mile, firmer footing, they're all pluses. Prior form says she just wins. I do respect Wes Scarley enough to put him in the quaddie. He does look a chance in this sort of race. He'll be forward despite drawing wide. The Awesome Sun in for third. He'll go back. I'm not sure there'll be enough speed on to suit him running on and coming over the top. Kip Danui, Ollie now aboard's a plus. Just best of the rest, maybe. 13, 8, 12 and 5.
13, 8, 12 and 5. American Angel did not get through the wet one bit at Bendigo. There on the heavy 10, it was a deteriorating heavy 10, rain through the meeting, wheel spun. She was still brave enough to come right on the line and just miss. Firm track, extra ground. I don't think she'll have too many problems in winning this race. At Waskely, number 8, goes in for second. Was good on speed in May. Was good at good out of maiden grade at Cranbourne, I beg your pardon, behind Brawl, but I think American Angel might just have his measure. Then 5, Kip Danui, Ollie goes on third up, and then 12, The Awesome Sun. Really keen on the 13, though, but you've got to be prepared to take $2. 13, 8, 5 and 12 in race number 8 on the program. Final event on the card is the benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. This is the Melbourne Cup Country Series Heat 7. Scratchings here from the last 3, 4, 8, 9 and 16. One rider, Ollie, goes on to 17. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here in the final event on the program, Hickok at $3.10. Dynamite form around him off that Ballarat win. Hasseltoff, $5.50. Turbo at $6.750. Lyrical at $8.50 to Jumbuck. Bermudez at $9.15 for Stay Gold, and De Niro at $17, Harry.
I actually quite like number 15, Lyrical Lad. Comes through a strong benchmark 64 first up. Made a good account of himself. Look, I concede he comes up with a bit of a sticky draw, but actually maps okay. Prior form reads well for a race like this to my eye, and $7.50, that's nice. Hickok is a good winner over the trip last time out. As you mentioned, both second and third have won since. Flying Mascot in particular was impressive yesterday in the last race. He will get back in the run. That's why I'm sort of happy to risk him on top, but he certainly wouldn't surprise with form lines like that. Neither would Dejumbuck, fitter second up to 1,400 metres, both ticks. And Bermudez, number 17, 2 from 2 first up. Didn't mind his recent jump out. Where he gets to, or where Ollie gets him to from the car park draw, could be the key to his winning chances. 15, 10, 6, 17.
15, 10, 6, 17 from Harry. Final event. I'm going with 10, Hickok, to continue on his winning way. Didn't get a crack at them behind Cheerful Legend at Mornington. Was very good behind beating Flying Mascot at Ballarat. Flying Mascot came out and trounced them in the last at the Valley yesterday. I think that form is really solid for this. Number 2 goes in for second, Hasseltoff, 1,800 back to 1,400 metres. He's had a bit of a freshen. Has a wide gate to overcome. That's the little concern. Blinkers go on, so he might be forward of midfield. 1, De Niro, goes in for third money, resumes, nice work packing him, jump out. He's got an okay record at 1,400. He's a twice a winner fresh, and he's only won 4 times in his career. And then 17, Bermudez was the upgrade, really, with before picking up the ride on Kitanui. This was the one Damien Oliver was going for with a pickup ride, so he has to come into calculations a lot more seriously now. 10-2, 1-17 in the final event on the program. Harry, your best value, Cordy, and play of the day for the Cup meeting at Sale.
Let's make the best in the Cup. We'll go race 7, number 7, Embolism. The number is lucky for some. Value, there's a bit around. I'll go race 9, number 15, Lyrical Lad. Cordy, first leg 7, 11, 13. Second leg 2, 3, 5, 7. Third leg, I'm going to trim up with numbers 8 and 13 only. Sorry, last leg, we will go a bit wider. 1, 2, 6, 10, 15, 17. Play of the day, because I think there's a bit of value earlier in the card, we'll have an early quaddy as well. So first leg of the early quaddy, 4, 8, 10, 14. Second leg, 1, 6, 11. Third leg of the early quaddy, 2, 3, 4, 13. Last leg, 4, 7, 10, and 13.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
My best is race 8, number 13, American Angel. She'll bounce back off that run at Bendigo and be winning. Value bet, race 5, number 4, Love Broker, I think can run really well first up. For the quaddie, play wide first leg 6, 9, 7, 11, 12 and 13, second leg 2, 3 and 7, I'm happy to stand American Angel out in the third leg and then bring it home with 1, 2, 10, 15 and 17. Play of the day, race 5, number 4, Love Broker, each way, all up race 8, number 13, American Angel.